Let's just get a little background from Chav Chesem and Aleph. The Mishnah says as follows, the Mishnah that we know very well, we've dealt with this Mishnah very, very often, many times. Misha Yerosha Ruva Sugva Shulchano, the story with Beishame Beisilo, with the sick person, but we're not going to talk about that right now because we spoke about it already. A lot of Torah on that. Machlekes, Taisis, the Ramban, the Ran. What was shot in the story? The Avnei, the Talna Rebbe. Fine. Now the second half of the mission. Noshim va'avodim miktanim turim minasukas. And this is the source. This mission is the source of all the people that are exempt from a sukkah. Noshim avodim and ktanim. Who's avodim? Avodim is an eved knaini. Eved knaini is equivalent to an isha in mitzvahs. An Eved Knaini is considered a Yid, but they don't have, even though they're male, they don't have a full obligation in mitzvahs. There's a Gzeirah Shavah that they are connected to women and they have the same obligation in mitzvahs. There is a little bit of a question, what about specific mitzvahs that are just, women are not exempt from, not because it's a time-bound mitzvah, but because it's a male-oriented mitzvah. Namely what? Namely, you know, I don't know, Hashchas HaZakein, those types of things that, so is it Eved Knaini going to be carried over in women as well because of that, or do you say that it's only specifically time-bound mitzvahs? That's a very important shaila, that's an important Mishnah Lamelech and Briskerov in Mitzvah Shem, we'll talk about it. It might have ramifications, Legabe the Machlek is Rishayin, whether or not Eved Knaini is Chayav and Mikra Megillah. Do the other obligations carry over between Nashim and Anashim? We'll talk about that in Purim time, Ritz Hashem. Fine. So the Gemara says, Nashim avodim uktanim turim minasukah. Katan she'enu tzarech li'imo chayiv besukah. Katan, what's the age that he's chayiv in sukkah? When he doesn't need his mother. Maisa v'yolda kalosa shel Shammai. There was a story that the daughter-in-law of Shammai Azokin had a baby. Upiches es hamaziva, and he opened up, like Chazan Posen's house, he opened up the sky, the skylight, and he put schach over it. V'sichich al gabi amitzu v'b'shila katan, and he made sure that the crib had schach over it. So anyone who's bothered by a question that the Mishnah, the story, doesn't really seem to make sense, because we just said that a baby would not be obligated in sukkah, you're in good hands, because the Gemara is going to ask that. Shiloh, we'll get back to that. So the Gemara says, Minoni mili, how do you know that all these people are potter from sukkah? Tutana Rabbana, as the Pasuk says, Ezrach ze Ezrach, Ha Ezrach lahoitzi es hanashim. The hey in Ezrach is to exclude woman. Kol l'rabbos es haktanim. Rabbi said, unbelievable. The Gemara in the Havamina has a drasha to be mar bektanim in the mitzvah from the lashon of kol. We'll have to see if that stays l'maskona. Amar mar ha Ezrach lahoitzi es hanashim. Mar said ha Ezrach lahoitzi es hanashim. So the hey is being excluding woman from the chiyuv. L'meimra, if Ha Ezrach is excluding, so what would Ezrach be alone? Ezrach would be the opposite. Ezrach would be including. L'meimra, implication being that Ezrach is bein nashim bein gavri, is mashba, is both woman and men. V'hatanya, but it's not true. We have a brice in another area of halacha that seems to contradict that implication from the word Ezrach. Why? Because the brice says, the Ezrach is mar ben noshim, that what? That they're chayiv in inoy, they have to afflict themselves on Yom Kippur. Mar says, Alma Ezrach gavre mashma. Again, what does the Braisa learn from? Ha! Ezrach is coming to include mashma. If it didn't have a hey, it would be the opposite, which means it would just be Ezrach. So Ezrach alone is what? Would only have been what? Men in Inyan Yom Kippur. Comes along Ha Ezrach and includes women in the mitzvah of Inyan Yom Kippur. So the hey is coming to include, the hey is not coming to exclude, and Ezrach alone is coming to exclude, is not coming to include. It's pump faker from what our approach is to Hilchos Sukkah. Amar Rabba, you're right. Rabba says you're right. The whole drasha is wrong. It's really Allah Almighty Sinai, Vasmechinu Rabbanan Akroi, and the rabbis just found an Asmachta, but it's really not derived from the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, what? Hey Krav, hey Hilchasa. Which Pasuk? And which Allah Almighty Sinai? Vesu, and also the Gemara says, understand, if you have Allah Almighty Sinai, what do you need a Pasuk for? Vesu, Krav Lamali, Hilchasa Lamali. Why would I need a Pasuk and Allah Almighty Sinai? I know it from Svara. You don't need to exclude women because of a pasuk, Rabbi Yisai. How do you know women are excluded? How do you know women are excluded, Rabbi Yisai? Because it's a classic time-bound mitzvah. That's why I would need it. That's why I'd have excluded intuitively women. Not because of a pasuk. V'chol mitzvah zeh she'as man gram, nashim turis, and any time-bound mitzvah, women are potter. So now you want to include nashim? Fine, so bring me a pasuk. Bring me a halacha Moshe Mizina to include nashim. But I don't need a pasuk to exclude nashim. I would have known intuitively that nashim would exclude it. Rabbi Yisai, who is a kash on this? A woman obligated in the mitzvah that we're about to embark upon this Tuesday night? Are women obligated in the mitzvah that we're about to embark upon this Tuesday night?
Yeah.
What's the answer? Why? It's a time-bound mitzvah. Afin hayubos anis. So, boys, I have a kasha. It's not my kasha. It's Tosis kasha. It's Tosis kasha in 1, 2, 3 areas in Shas. Why do you say afin hayubos anis also by Sukkah? Why don't you say Afin Hayubosanis also by Sukkah? I want an answer. I want an answer. And if you want to give me three, what was the Nes? Kodesh Baruch Hu surrounded you with the Anonei HaKoven in the Midbar. And in my religion, they announced, and they also surrounded the woman as well.
Yeah, but in the Midbar.
We didn't put a mechitza.
Weren't the cosmos?
So raise your hand.
Since when so far?
I always raise my hand.
I told Rabina that I said in my pshat in the Gemara with Abai, so I said to Sofer, you know, it's Lamashal. If Sofer, I would say something, so Sofer would argue. But then I say it in the name of Rabina, so then he accepts it.
Someone listened to the shir, they told me I love the Sofer call out there with Rabina.
So, that's funny. Out of the whole shiur, that's the...
Yeah, no, it's like the whole thing. I'm saying you mentioned.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Which
shiur? Thursday,
far shiur? Yeah. Rabbi Yisai, so Ezra, you hear the kasha, everyone? Oh, someone just asked.
Yeah. So? It's
different. What's the difference?
So you'd think they would be more involved.
So Ezra and Jeremy just said two answers of the Rishayim. Ezra called out. David pretends that he would have said the same answer because Ezra called out. Now, I believe that you would have said it. So what Ezra is saying and what David wanted to say was the Rashbam, that you only say Afin Hayubos Anes when they were the pivotal Yehudis was involved. Esther was Mamish, the leader of the Nes. So Tosis has kashas on that. Tosis has kashas on that.
The word off is...
Okay, I hear. Avi, right? It should be Adar Abba their Iker, right? Tosis has a few kashas on that, like Seifer's asking. So Jeremy's saying a different there. It's Jeremy's saying that the Svara of Afin Hayubos Anes only applies to Mitzvahs Derabbanan, doesn't apply to Mitzvahs Deraisa. Now that's a valid distinction, but you got to explain it in Svara. No, Matzah is learned out from a Hekesh to Chametz. That's exactly where Tosis asks the kasha. What do I need a hekesh for? Why don't you just say Afin Hayubos Anes? So he says chametz matzah is daraisa, sukkah is daraisa. But what? If anything, I would say the contrary. If you're even obligating from Afin Hayubos Anes and derabbanan, so why don't you obligate them in daraisas?
Chanukah is not.
So I once heard from Rav Shechter, Rabbi saying Mar de
Gavar. Chanukah is not daraisa at all. It's Chanukah. Came after everything.
That's exactly
so
what we're saying. Meaning, Jeremy just said, one's the rabbanon, one's the raisa. So I'm saying, why can't that svara apply to the raisa?
You can't use a kal v'chomer for that because they're different entities.
But why?
Because
you have to explain to me a rationale why that svara doesn't work on a level
deraisa. Because chanukah is completely the rabbanon in general.
I'm asking to you. I'm asking to you. But explain to me why this svara of Afin Hayubos Anes can't apply to the raisas. Explain it to me. So Rav Shechter once explained a good shot. And first of all, not all the Rishonim agree. Not all the Rishonim agree. There's a third answer. And Avada the Rashbam who gave his answer didn't agree to this answer. So you see that the Rishonim are arguing whether or not Jeremy's svara is correct. Can Afin Hayubos Anes exist on a level of the raisa? So Rav Shechter explained with a Beis Halevi ala Torah. The Beis Halevi ala Torah says that Avraham Avinu ate matzahs on Pesach. right? So clearly, on a level of the Oraisa, there is a sanctity and kedusha of the day of Tesvav Nisan, irrespective of what? Irrespective of Geulas Mitzrayim. Because Geulas Mitzrayim never happened yet. And yet the Avos were still keeping the mitzvahs without the Sipur, without the unbelievable story. So you see that the mitzvahs min HaTorah have an independent reality irrespective of the historical nature of the day. So says, and that's what the Beis Halevi explains. So you see that the Kedushas HaYoim is Mechayev of the mitzvahs, not necessarily the story and the Geula and this unbelievable occurrence that happened on that day.
Why would that exclude women?
So listen to, so one second. So says Rav Shechter, based on that Beis Halevi, perhaps you could explain these Rishonim that the Mechayev of mitzvahs is not the Nes. The Mechayev of mitzvahs is the day. Because Vaharaya, the others kept the mitzvahs even before it. If the Mechayev of mitzvahs deoraisa mordi is not the story, so then Afei Noribos Anis cannot be a Mechayev, an obligatory factor to be Mechayev Noshin to mitzvahs deoraisa. It could be when it comes to mitzvahs derabbanan, but not when it comes to mitzvahs deoraisa. There is another Svara that Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik explain. I found it in Rishonim already from the Maharam Nuremberg that say as follows. When it comes to mitzvahs derabbanan, it's not a chiluk of derabbanan versus deraisa. It's a chiluk if the whole essence of the mitzvah is in order to what? To publicize a miracle. You see, when it comes to the Yontif of Pesach, there's a Yontif of Pesach. One of the aspects of the Yontif of Pesach is to eat matzah, is to drink dalet kaisis, is to separate from kedushas hayom, not to do malacha. When it comes to Neiris Chanukah, the whole essence of the day is to be mefarsim the neis. When the mitzvah is to be mefarsim the neis, not just to do a mitzvah, then you could have a mechayev from Afen HaYibos HaNeis. The whole yesod of the mitzvah is publicizing. Such mitzvahs, women were included in Afen HaYibos HaNeis. When it comes to the mitzvah of matzah, the yesod of the mitzvah is not lefarsim as HaNeis. If the yesod of the mitzvah is not lefarsim as HaNeis, it might just be connected to a zecher of a neis, then you wouldn't be mechayev. L'moshel. The Chasam Sofer and his tshuvas asked the following question. Women are obligated in Afen HaYibos HaNeis. Many Rishonim are obligating women even in Mitzvahs Deoraisa from these Rishonim's Kasha because of Afen HaYibos HaNeis. Frech the Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, okay, why don't we are a Mechayev woman in Tfilin, Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim? That's a good Kasha. Said Rav Soloveitchik, said the Maharam Rutenberg, it's Poshit. There's a difference between a Zecher and there's a difference between a lafarse. There might be something linked to a mitzvah. Kiddush on Shabbos might be linked to Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it's not the purpose of the mitzvah. It's not the yesod and the essence of the mitzvah. Kidei lafarsim to publicize. It just happens to trigger a memory of Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Afein HaYibos HaNeis is only when the mitzvah is not a zecher, but the mitzvah is lafarsim. It's not an anecdote. It's not a footnote to the mitzvah. It's the yesod HaMitzvah. If the Yesod HaMitzvah is Lefarsim, then Afen HaYibos HaNeis has the obligatory factor, is the trigger. Right. So what's going on over here? Why do we need Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai? Just say it's a regular time-bound mitzvah. Sof the Gemara, Yom HaKippurim Midrav Yehuda. Yom HaKippurim, you're right. Yom HaKippurim, the reason why they're obligated, even though it's a time-bound mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai, is from Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Rav not midor Rabbi Yehuda Marav Nafka. The Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Vechein Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Kra Isha Ya Isha Hishva Kosev Isha LeIsh. If L'chol Onshim B'Shabatayra, you want to know why women are Chayev in Loisaseis? Zok the Gemara because the Torah linked Ish VeIsha for all in ancient in the Torah. What's the lashon of the pasuk Rabbi Yisai? It's a pasuk in where's this pasuk Bamidbar Hey. Not so. Amid Barhei. Daso. Dabra Rabbanei Yisrael Isho Isho Kiyasu Mikol Chatos Ha'odam Limom Ha'bashem Va'ashmo Ha'nefesh Ahi. So the Torah says by Kol Chatos Ha'odam. So therefore they're chayev in... What? So Hishka Akosav Ishal Ish the Cholon Shajadur. That's how we know that women are chayavus in all loisasis. Most Rishonim hold that the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that they're obligated in all loisasis. The Prima Gadim we learned last year in Maseches Kiddushin was Medayik in the Gemara and Medayik from Shitas Rashi. Minchas Chinuch quotes this a few times that it's not all loisasis, but rather what? And it's Taka Meduyik in the Gemara. What's Meduyik in the Gemara? Rabbi Yisai, what does the Gemara say? Hishva Akosav Ishali Ishali Ish, not Lechol Loisasis Shabbatayra, but Lechol Oinshin Shabbatayra. What would happen if you have a Loisasis that doesn't have an Oinish? Shitas Rashi says the Prima Gadim B'Shem in the Psicha Kolelis from Shitas Rashi that Shitas Rashi would hold that Noshim would not be Chayovas in such a Loisasis. It's a nice collector's item. You could have a woman that, you know, I don't know, Noisar, she's not going to get an Oinish because it's a Lav Shema Maisa or whatever. There's no Oinish, so according to Rashi, she wouldn't be Chayav in such a Loisasis. Because that's what the Gemara said, L'chol Onshin Shabbatar. But Rov Rishonim don't agree with that. Rashi and Rov Rishonim think that women are obligated from this Hekish in all Loisase Shabbatar. Amar Abaye. So therefore also Yom Kippur. So in Yom Kippur, there's an Oinish, there's a Loisase. So women are obligated. So therefore I need some other source that they would have excluded, and then they have to be included again in the mitzvah. Amar Abaye La'olam. So Abaye says a different shot. La'olam Sukkah Hilchasa. Sukkah's Allah Khumash Misina that women are pturos. Ve'itchin. And why do I need Allah Khumash Misina? Salkadai Tachamina, I would have thought, Teshvuke Intaduru. I would have thought that the Pasuk says you have to live in the sukkah like you live in a house. Madira Ishvi Ishto. Just like Dira Ishvi Ishto, a man lives with his wife. Af sukkah Ishvi Ishto. So too you would think that a woman would be chayiv in a sukkah. Why? Because you need it just like it's Dira, and you need your wife to be with you. Kamash Malon, Kamash Malon what? That what? That women are not chayav because of Teshu Kein Dira, and they're still potter from the Halacha Moshe Misinai. But you say the Mogen Avram asks a Pele on the Ramah. The Ramah writes that the reason why, and this is the mucker for people who are makel on this Halacha. Why is it so popular that people don't sleep in the Sukkah? So the reason is, for married people, they rely on the Ramah. The Ramah in Simin Tafresh Lamedes quotes this halacha and says that Teshu Kein Taduru, and it says what? That they're not chayiv. That they're not chayiv. Because you need Teshu Kein Taduru. And you're not going to be with your wife, so therefore the man also can go inside the house. Says the Magen Avraham, that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said what? How do I know what? That the woman's not obligated. So the Gemara says, and I need Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that the woman would be obligated. Kamash Malon what? The woman's not obligated. The Ramah took it a step. The Ramah took it a step further, Sofer. The Ramah says, now I know, Kamash Malon what? That even the man's not obligated when he's married to the woman. Come along, a lot of the Nesei Kelim, they say, not so fast. Now, there is another Gemara in Erchin we don't have time to go into. The Gemara in Erchin has a Svara that the Gemara wants to be Pater Kohanim from Mitzvah Sukkah because they don't have the ability to be with their wives. And the Gemara says, when they're involved in the Avodah, they're Taka Pater from the Mitzvah. But the Gemara says, all the Poskim say, yeah, but that's just that. But when they're not involved in the Avodah, then they're Chayev, and maybe the woman should actually come out to the sukkah with them, says the Vilna Gaon, and disagrees with the Ramah. That's why many of the poskim are very shaky with the way the Ramah read, number one, this Gemara, and even the way he read the Gemara in Erechin, that the Gemara had a hava mina to pater kohanim from the mitzvah of sukkah, and the Gemara says, no, kamash malon that they're chayiv, at least when they're not involved in the avodah. So it's very shaky waters. How could you pater men from the mitzvah of sukkah? The Vilna Gaon disagrees. Mishabura quotes the Vilna Gaon. It disagrees and says, Rabbi Yisrael, and that's why we all have the practice, even if you're married, to sleep in the sukkah, not to rely on this Ramah. that the Ramah learned that the pshat is now even the man's going to be pater. L'chayra, this Gemara for sure didn't say that. And even the Gemara in Erchin, it's not clear that it said that once the Maskana came along. So it's very shaky waters, both the Gemara in Chavches and the Gemara in Erchin. You guys should take a look. If you guys want to know what people are saying not to sleep in the sukkah when they're married, it's based on this Gemara, and it's based on the Gemara in Erechin. But says the Vilna Gaon, it's very shaky, like Lamaskana, that doesn't seem to be what either Gemara says. So the Magen Avraham says, the only thing that you really could rely on is that since he's not going to be with his wife, not that it's a Ptur al Teshu came to Dur Meikar Adin, but maybe you just can say he's Mitztar. He's Mitztar because his wife's not going to be with him, and now he's going to be Mitztar in the sukkah. Is that a Mitztar? I don't know. Is that really going to be Pater? When Ram says, how could you say that you're Pater? The Gemara Daf before said, Kol Yisrael Yeshu V'sukkah Achas. Clearly the Gemara wasn't assuming that everyone would be sleeping with their wives in one sukkah with other people next to you. You're not allowed to sleep next to a husband and wife in the same room. So clearly the wives would go inside, and all the people that are obligated, even the married men, would sit in the sukkah together. That would be a reality. So says the Magen Avraham, this is very shaky water what the Ramah is relying on, and the Vilna Gaon says the Ramah is wrong. And married men are obligated in the mitzvah sukkah, and that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Some people are machmir to the next level. This is not so popular in America, but in Eretz Yisrael this does exist. That Adarabba, that Teshukin Dedur applies, and really the woman should try to come out to the sukkah and sleep with the man in the sukkah.
But don't we have the Gemara earlier that says that you can't sit in the sukkah because someone could walk in, there's a problem
with you. By the Chassan and Kala. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. No, so that's what the Gemara was talking about. So you're saying that would be Yichud. But it's not Yichud. But the Gemara was talking about we'd be concerned that when the husband has to walk out, we tell the Shushbinin and the Misham Sheya Chassan that they're going to be putter because they're going to be left with Yichud with the wife. Right, but that's a third party. But that doesn't mean the husband and the wife. The husband is pater. And what if someone walks in if they're eating in the sukkah? So you're going to say they're eating in the sukkah, they're pater? So you have to make sure that they're not going to be stuck in yichud issues. Just like you're going to make sure they're not going to be stuck in yichud issues in the house. It's a good point. It's a good aura. The cheshbon of the Gemara by Chassan and Kala should be the cheshbon when it comes to every married couple as well, and therefore that should be a reason to be pater because we're worried about yichud. I like the question. It's good. But everybody said that's a shaky Ramah. The Ramah gets hit very hard based on the way he paskins and bring down the Hava Minar Gemara, which seems not to be, and the Gemara in Erech, which seems not to be the Maskana. So Abai said, you need Halacha Moshvisina because you would add a Hava Minah to be mechayev nashim because of teishu kein tadur, kamash malon halacha mosh misina. Rava says no, it's not based on teishu kein tadur. Chas v'shalom that Rava doesn't agree to the drasha of teishu kein tadur. How do we know Rava agrees to the drasha of teishu kein tadur? We know always. Taisa said even when Rava disagreed before about the p'tur of mitzdar, he agrees to the drasha of teishu kein tadur. He just thought you can learn it from other psukim. So too over here, he thought you can learn it from another pasuk. Which pasuk? Yalev chamisha aser michaga matzahs. You have gzeira shava, just like women are chayavos in matzah on Pesach. Why are they chayavos in matzah on Pesach? Sofer. Why are they chayavos in matzah on Pesach? Gzeira shava to what?
Matzah.
I asked you, why are they chayavos in matzah on Pesach? Not in sukkah.
Chametz.
They're chayav in chametz. They're chayav in all those. Why are they chayav in chametz? Because they're chayav in all those sases, at least those sases that have an onesh. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but there's an onesh, right? So now they're chayav kol sheyeshno b'bal tocha chametz. Anyone who's included yeshno b'kumel chomatza. Anyone who's obligated in bal yeshno bal tocha chametz is obligated in kumel chomatza. Comes along Tosfos on that daf when it's mechayev them in matzah in the 10th parak and says, why? What happened to afin oso b'osaneis? Oh, come all the Rishonim and say that you're Sodus on that Gemara. But say that's all where it is. Everything we just discussed, that's all where it is. The whole one sukkah. So sums along Rav and says, well, once you have Baal Tocha Chometz and Yekom, Yekom Matzah, so you see they're Chayav and Tesvav. So now I can be Mechayav them in Tesvav also to eat in the sukkah, and I be Chayav them in Tesvav. What else do I learn from the halacha of Tesvav, other than the Havamina that I would Chayav Noshim? What else do I learn from Tesvav that's going to be asked on your Bechina Rabbi Sai? What else do I learn from Tesvav that's such a serious chiyuv? Sukkah d'oraisa the first night to eat how much? Machloikis rishayim. If it's kebetzer kazay, it's tully. How you learn the gzeir shava? Is it tully in matzah or is it an independent chiyuv? That's tully in the nature of sukkah. It's all one sugya. Just like over there, women are obligated, so too over here, women are obligated. So why do I need a halacha? Much bezin, I debat to them. That's what they tells me that patters them. So for let's go. Why? Because I would have ava mina to be mechayev them because of tesvav. V'hashta da'amrit sukha hilchasa. So once you say that sukha is halacha l'mosh b'sinai, so what do you need a pasuk also to patter them? Kral amali. So what do I do with the pasuk? Sorry, what do I do with the pasuk? So Mar says, "Kras l'rabos who? L'rabos is agerim. Salkad etachamina ha'er ezrach b'Yisrael amarachmana v'lo es agerim kamash v'lon." Fascinating Gemara. But he said, "This is what to think about the next sukkis. Can't just take this Gemara just spew it out. No, the Gemara is saying something yisodistic. I had a havamina to exclude gerim from the mitzvah of sukkah. Why?" What is it about the nature of mitzvah sukkah that would think to exclude geirim?
They sat outside the camps.
When we were in the midbar.
Is that true? There were no geirim there? Maybe. The Erev Rav? Yisroel, when did Yisroel come? Let's think about it, everybody. Let's think about it. It's good. I like where you're going. But think about it. But what about more fundamentally? What is it about the mitzvah sukkah that you would have thought to exclude geirim? That now I include them. And now I have a further question, Rabbi said, that Rav Shlomo Lavilna, in his Sefer Binyan Shlomo, Hatzlacha finding that Sefer, but he has a Meir Dikachidish, he says, and even once the Torah includes Geirim, it's not the entirely same mitzvah as regular Yisraelim. It's unbelievable Chiddush. Pashtus, you would read the Gemara, had a Havamina to exclude, for whatever reason, we're not sure. And then the Maskana I do. You know, as a piece on this, in his Sefer on Yemei Sukkos, Rav David Cohen in the Rosh Shiva of Chevron. He has a piece on this Gemara of sure. Why you'd be... What?
Chevron and... I forgot.
Chevron, like the Haredi Chevron.
Oh, the one in Chevron?
Haredi
no. Haredi Chevron was on in Chevron.
The one in Givat
Shiva. Yaakov Avitan was in Shavi Chevron this past Chai, sorry.
Yeah,
Shavi
Chevron.
Talk about the one right by Shiraga.
Such good guys there.
You mean...
It's an Iron Yeshiva.
You mean... the
Shavi
yeshiva
is the Sion Yeshiva.
Yeah.
You're thinking the one in Yerushalayim. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right by Shraga.
Yeah, exactly, right. That Chevron.
Yeah, yeah.
The Dovah Kohen, right there, right. Ephraim always goes there.
So
he has a beautiful piece on this idea, on this Binyan Shlomo to explain that. Good. So fine. So the pasuk is used to be include Geirim. Yom HaKippurim Midrab Yudah Merav Nafka. So Yom HaKippurim. What? What's the Gemara's kasha, everybody say? Why do I need a pasuk of Ha'ezrach to be marbe woman in Eno and Yom Kippur? I know it from where, everybody say?
From the statement of Yehuda.
From the statement of Yehuda. What's the statement of Yehuda? Yehuda Merav. Hishva kosev isha le'ish l'chol on shen shabbatayrah. Is there an einish when it comes to Enoi? Yeah, what's the Einish when it comes to Inoy? Karis. Here's my kasher, everybody say. So the Gemara is asking, what do I need a pasuk for, right? I know it on my own, right? Here's my kasher, everybody say. I have a kasha on this Gemara. It's not my kasha. I think it's the Gilead Marcel's kasha on the back of the Gemara. Do all five Inuyim get Karis?
Ooh.
Rav Amar.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking. Do all five Inuim get Karis?
What do you mean?
Start for this. Are all five Inuim there a Raisa on Yom Kippur, Rabbi
Yisai? Achil and Shasiya, definitely.
Achil and Shasiya is a pasuk in the Torah. So that's the pasuk. So why didn't the Gemara just answer, oh, I need the pasuk to include women on those Inuim that don't have an Onesh? And if you'll tell me, even though they don't have an Onesh, they're still the Raisa, like the Ran says in Yuma, Rav Amar. So I'll tell you, okay, but what's Rashi going to say? Because Rashi holds you need an Einesh according to the Prima God Mashem Psicha Kalilos. So everybody say, look at the way, you got to take everything from everywhere and include it into the words of the Gemara. So what's Pshat? I have a double cash over here. Within the world of Rashi that I need an Oinesh. So according to many Rishayim, what? There might be all five Inuim and Doraisa, even according to the Rambam. But the Ran and Yuma said they're not going to be an Oinesh. There's no Karis, it's just an essay. So how's the L'chol Oin Shin Shem B'Torah, according to Rashi? And if you're going to tell me what? That anyway, it doesn't matter as long as they're Chayiv in an Isser, then that's something that they're Chayiv in. But what? But it's not the Oraisa, according to many Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam holds only Achila V'Shtira the Oraisa. So why did the Gemara say, I need the Pasuk for the Inuyim, for the three other Inuyim that are not the Oraisa? And even according to the Ran, it's not a loisase, it's an essay. So you can ask Akashi even according to the Ran.
Aren't you saying that some of them are, you're not going to make it feel like between?
So that's what Ezra wants to say. Ezra wants to say, I don't know, but I don't, on a level of the Oraisa, only Achila Vishti exists according to many Rishonim.
I mean, once you have two of the five that are already the Oraisa, you're not going to make it feel between these three are, you mean?
Why not? Women are chayavos and whatever their machayav is. You have a hekesh from the loisase, so have a hekesh from the loisase and what they're chayav in, and what the oinish.
Loi
plug on a level of the araisa. Ooh, wow, Rav Yosef Engel. Chidush, machidush, chidushim. Interesting. Ezra wants to say loi plug. I think the kash is also a good kash. I think the teretz is a good teretz, but you need to say something. You need to say what something like, if you can't say anything better, you might need to say what Ezra's saying. Like, look on a level of the Araisa. Otherwise, everybody say, this Gemara makes no sense. Going to Yom Kippur, you have to think, why is a woman chayeves in Inui? Why? Why do I need a pasuk for that? Why? Doesn't fit with the Klolim. Go back to Rabbi Yudah Merav. Go back to the Machlekes Rashi and Taisis. Cholain Shechabatayra. Go back to the nature of Chamishin Inuim. Machlekes the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. What is the nature of the Chiv according to the Rambam? And even according to the Rambam, maybe it's only an essay, even if it is the Oraisa. So that why would I be Mechayev them? It's tough.
You should not say that you can do those things in Yom Kippur.
Why? But why? Why? It doesn't fit in with the Klolim. Hishva Kosev Yishalish doesn't work. You're right. Alpidin, you're right. I'm not gonna say it ala locha. But I'm trying to work with the blueprints. I'm trying to work with the machayev, and the Gemara is saying I need a pasuk for that. It doesn't work out. It has to work out in svara. Vaiter. Lobasi eli lahar. So the Gemara says, again, the Gemara is kasha, which we don't really understand fully. We have kashas on the kasha. I don't understand. From Yehuda Merav Nafka. So we asked, Bain according to Rabbeinu Tam that holds the other Inuyim are Durabana. Bain according to the Rambam that the other Inuyim are Duraisa, but it's only an essay, and for sure according to Rashi that there's no Onesh, and the Hekesh to Loisase doesn't apply when there's no Onesh, when it's just a Loisase, the Gemara's Kash is very schwer. So the Gemara says, you're right. Lo Nitzrecha Elo L'Toisefes Inuy. I need the Pasuk to teach me what? Mitzvah of Toisefes Inuy. What is that? Adding to Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah de oraisa to add on, Gemara Shana Daftesim and Aleph, to add on to Yom Kippur. You have to start Yom Kippur early, and what does that mean to start Yom Kippur early? Not only to be Mekabel the Kedushas HaYoyim, but to start by fasting and being involved in the Chamesh Inuyim earlier on Yom Kippur. That's a mitzvah de oraisa that even the Rambam, who might not hold of the mitzvah biblically of Tosefes Shabbos, when it comes to every Shabbos and Yontif, Shitas HaRambam, according to many poskim, is that Tosefes Shabbos does not exist for sure on a level of the Oraisa. According to some, Nosei Kelim might not even exist on a level of the Rabbonon. That you do not have to add on to Shabbos and Yontif, according to the Rambam, on a regular classic Shabbos and Yontif. There's one place that the Rambam has to agree. Yom Kippur. There's also a Rambam Perish Mishnayos that applies it to Tisha B'Av as well. But the Yom Kippur, that's for sure. So Tosefes Inuy is for sure a biblical mitzvah according to all Rishonim. Most Rishonim hold it applies to every Shabbos and Yontif. The Rambam is the Yotzim and Aklal. The Rambam holds that it doesn't apply to Shabbos and Yontif, but Avad that applies to Yom Kippur. So now, how do you know that women are obligated in Tosefes Inuy? Because I would have patted them. So that's why I need a pasuk. I would have thought that what? Let's say I violate Tosefes Inuy, Rabbi Say. I was Makabel Yom Kippur, and then I took a... Oh, shoot. It's going to be a hard fast. I took a drink. Do I get karis for that? Gemara says, no. You only get karis if you drink on Yom Kippur proper, even though you just violated it at Deraisa. Right? I was Makabel Yom Kippur, then I drink, and then... It's serious stuff, everybody say. Yom Kippur, like, that case could happen. I'm a little thirsty. The fast doesn't start for another hour. But I was Makabel Yom Kippur. So I just violated a Deraisa. But says the Gemara, I don't get an Einish. So what I would think, what? That Noshim are not obligated, Klal, Kamash Malon, that they're obligated in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The Pasuk comes along to tell you that they are obligated in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Good? Rabbi Yisai, this Gemara, I think, is a great Raya for Shitas Rashi. Why do I think this is a great Raya for Shitas Rashi? Read the line I just read. Salka Daitacham, you know what?
The
Oynish! Why did Gemara have to say Oynish? Gemara should have just said, hold, Mi'at Rachmana Me'az Hara. That what? That there's no Loisa Se Antis Efesinoi. The Gemara says what? Hishva Kosav Yishal Ish sounds like it's totally not only on the Azara, not only on the Loisa Se, not only on the Lav, but the Hishva Kosav Yishal Ish, the link is not, is to Oynshin. The Gemara highlighted an Oynish. Still, the Gemara is saying, how do you know women are chayavas and tosefesinas? The Gemara is saying, because I would have thought they were potter because Rabbi Yudov and Rav's drasha doesn't apply. Why doesn't Rabbi Yudov and Rav's drasha apply? Because what? The Torah was memayit them, so I would have said the Torah was memayit them what? From the classic loisase. Why does the Gemara go on to say from the oinesh? Sounds like from this Gemara that you need a loisase sheyesh by oinesh to be mechayav noshim. I didn't see anyone that brings this raya, but the Gemara sounds like Shitas Rashi from the fact that the Gemara threw in Einish. You hear what I'm saying, Morty? Kamash Malon, the Pasuk says that they're Chayav and Tosef is Inay. Rabbi say, this Gemara is a very important Gemara. Anyone have a Pnei Yeshua? I think the Pnei Yeshua speaks this out. There's a major debate amongst the Makne. Why are women exempt from Mitzvah Saseshas Mangrama? Does anyone have a Svara? The Pashas is the Drasha. But there is an Abu Draham that says a Svara. Anyone have a Svara? So Gemara says they're obligated, they have to take care of so many things, right? So therefore, if they're going to have all these obligations, they're going to have all these things, they're not going to be able to take care of. That's one of the Svaras that are saying. If that's the Svara that we're relying on, Rabbi Yisai, then one could argue that there should be a distinction between the natures of different time-bound mitzvahs. Let's say you have a time-bound mitzvah that doesn't require you to be active. A time-bound mitzvah that you could fulfill, b'shev v'altase. No, you have to go out to the sukkah. How about tosefes inoy on Yom Kippur?
No, you have to accept it.
No, come on.
You don't have to do it. You're accepting it.
Okay.
Depends on what you
hold. So Rabbi Yisai, one could bring a raya, and I think the Pnei Yeshua does bring a raya. I don't have a Pnei Yeshua here, but I remember Dachzachmir that the Pnei Yeshua brings a raya from this Gemara, that if you have a time-bound mitzvah, listen up, if you have a time-bound mitzvah, but that time-bound mitzvah is not focused on a kum ve'ese, an activity, so then the p'tur of Noshim Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama might not apply. And that's why the Gemara had to exempt them for another reason, and not because it's a classic Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. A nice riot from the Gemara. Why did the Gemara have to come on to Rabbi Yudah and Rav? Why did the Gemara have a Havamina? Because Tosefesina is a Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama. Sounds like Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama wouldn't apply to such a positive mitzvah because it's an inactive mitzvah. And those Achronim that disagree with Bnei Yeshua are going to have to work hard on this Gemara. Why the Gemara didn't say that? You see, Rabbi said this is the way the Achronim came out with their Klolim. They had to work on every Havamina, every line of the Gemara, and see how it fit in with their stars. But that's something one can analyze. What, are there any time-bound mitzvahs that women are obligated in because it's a different type of time-bound mitzvah? It's an inactive time-bound mitzvah. It's not a heavy-duty time-bound mitzvah, like Tosefes Inoy.
Shomer of Shabbos, a...
Loisase. That's what the Gemara says. That's Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Mevitz. Why is not woman obligated in Kiddush on Shabbos? Exactly like the Gemara in Chametz and Matzah. Kol sheyeshno b'shamer, yeshno b'zocher. Since women are chayavos in leisaseis on Shabbos, so they're obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush. Then, The Shaila the Rishonim have in the 16th parak of Shabbos is why are women chayavas and shala shudas? So the Rabbeinu Tam says the reason is because afin hayubo sanes. There was also a chiddush. There was also a nes when it came to shala shudas, the mon. So afin hayubo sanes is why they're obligated in shala shudas. The Ran disagrees. He says no. That Gemara that says kol sheyeshna b'shamer yeshna b'zacher doesn't only apply to Kiddush, but applies to all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. So the Ran says, once they're obligated in some of the mitzvahs of Shabbos because of Shamar, so we're going to obligate in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos, and I don't need afen oyvos on this. Nafkemina, Reb Kivi Eger as a tshuva, based on that Ran Rabbeinu Tam, whether or not Noshim would be chayavas and adlakas neiru Shabbos. It's funny that the whole tshuva of Gevager is hilarious because everyone thinks, "Well, Noshim neiru Shabbos, that's their mitzvah." So said Reb Gevager, "One second, if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, there's no afen oy bos anes when it comes to neiru Shabbos. So maybe the tak of the mitzvah avad." Rabbi said, "Don't be confused. There's a big confusion that I hear from Shilos. The mitzvah of Neir Shabbos is also on the man. The minig has become, for whatever reason, the Magen Avraham gives different reasons why the Nashim took it over and it has become the skablu that it's their mitzvah. But in a matzah where a woman can't light, avada and avada, a man should light. If avada, or you're in an apartment, you're in a situation, avada, the man has to light. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you know what, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's more the man's mitzvah than a woman's mitzvah, because it's a classic mitzvah saseh, shazman groma. And if you don't hold like the Ran, that all the mitzvahs of Shabbos are included in kol sheyeshna b'shamer yeshna b'zachar. So then you're taka left with nothing. You have no mechayev for the comes to the mitzvah of Neir Shabbos. It's what to think about. Okay, Pasha says we follow the Ran Shita, and that's why they're obligated. Amar Mar. So Mar said, kol rabbis is aktanim. The pasuk of kol comes to include ktanim in the mitzvah of Sukkah. Frek de Gemara Kasha, are you serious? V'hotzana noshim v'avodim uktanim p'turim in Sukkah. But the Mishnah says minors and children are potter from Sukkah. So Gemara says, you're right. Like Kasha. Kan b'katan shi'igiyah l'chinuch. This is talking about a katan that already reached the age of chinuch. Kan b'katan shi'igiyah l'chinuch. This is talking about a katan that didn't reach the age of chinuch. So Rabbi Sai, is that a good answer? Is that settling? That chiluk? You like that answer of the Gemara, Laibi?
No.
Why? Yeah. The Gemara starts off and says, Kol, the Pasuk of Kol, is to include Ketanim. What did the Gemara say? Aye, how could it be? Ketanim are Pata, the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, you're right. One source was talking about where they were Yigila Chinuch. One source was talking about where they were low Yigila Chinuch. Correct the Gemara Kasha, you're darshaning Psukim and you're giving me Soros Midrabbanon on Chinuch. Makes no sense. V'ol Chinuch Midrabbanon. Chotash Yigila Chinuch Midrabbanonu. So the Gemara says, you're right. Midrabbanon, the cross machta bahalma. You're right, it's a Dirabbanon, but there is an asmachta of the Pasuk of Kol. Rabbi say, is there any nafkamina of a Midrabbanon that has an asmachta? So it comes along with Prima Gadim and Psicha Kolela somewhere else. And the Prima Gadim and Psicha Kolela says the following idea, that a Suffik Dirabbanon, that we say usually Suffik Dirabbanon Lakula, that only applies to what? A Suffik Dirabbanon that doesn't have an asmachta. That doesn't have a source in the Torah. But if you have an issue, Dirabbanan Rabbi Yisai, that has an asmachta, so then the Prima Gadim says, you can't be makel b'makom safik. A din Dirabbanan that has actually a root in the Torah, that has an asmachta, a krah, that's supporting it, it's not a din d'oraisa. We're not going to say the classic dinim d'oraisa, a berzok to Prima Gadim, safik Dirabbanan lakula, you can't say. So now you have a suffix. Is this kid chayiv in sukkah? Is it not? Suffix, whatever it is. I'm not sure the sukkah is kosher. I'm not sure suffix if it's kosher or not. So I usually would say suffix derabbanan lakula when it comes to this kid. Over here, suffix deraisa l'chumra because it's a smachta. According to the Prima Gadim. Katan she'eino tzarech li'imot. So what is a katan that's potter, that's lo yigiyah l'chinuch? What's the age of chinuch? Taisus points out over here in Dibur Maskel Kan Bekatan that the age of chinuch for different mitzvahs are different ages. It's not one age for every mitzvah. You have to look at every mitzvah separately and dan what is the age for chinuch. So over here, when it comes to sukkah, it's totally on the dependency on his mother. Heichidami katan sheinu tzirich li'imo. What's the type of case that a child does not need his mother? Amre debe Rav Yanai kol shenifne ve'en imo makan chaso. So Rav Yanai said, it's when a child goes to the bathroom and the mother doesn't have to wipe. Rav Shimon Omer kol shener mishnaso, when a child wakes up in the middle of the night, ve'en okara ima ima, and he doesn't call mommy, mommy, when he's woken, startled, in the middle of the night. Frek the Gemara Kasha Morty. I wake up in the middle of the night and I still call mommy. G'doylem nami kari. When I wake up in the middle of the night, I say mommy, mommy. What do you mean? We all call mommy, mommy. Rabbi Yisak, after this year, call your mother and tell her this Gemara. She would like to hear this. She'd like this Gemara. Tell your mother Gemara that mommy, however old I get, the Gemara says g'doylem nami kari. Gemara says that no matter what age I get to, mommy, I'm still going to need you and I'm still going to depend on you. Tell Ben Free that he should add this to his call with his mother.
He's got a long
call. Exactly. Ella, Zok the Gemara, Ella kol shenir ve'enokara ima ima. So the Gemara says you're right. You might call, but you don't call ima ima. You're not in the same panic mode. That you have to call incessantly, mommy, mommy, mommy. And that's the,
it's not obvious.
Let's say the kid has
night
terrors.
Kiva has night terrors.
What?
Kiva has
night
terrors. Night terrors. The first time it happened, that was terrifying.
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying, yeah.
My little brother has it. But he's still sleeping, but he's awake.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know, the Gemara says that there's a matzah for that. A lot of guys in my shir have that. Gemara says that there's Shana, the Shana Mamish. You're out. Like, I could start pushing you in the middle of shir, and yeah. Then the Gemara calls not Shana Gomer. The Gemara calls near velo near. He's like, he's like a little bit like you could have a mixed conversation. You know, like yeah, so that's sofer. So then there's the Er Gomer. So the Gemara says nim velo nim near velo near. The Gemara has different levels of totally on like what type of das you need for certain areas of halacha. Different people in different states would apply for different halachas. Good. So guys, you'll be Mekayma Mitzvah D'Oraisa by calling your mother with this Gemara. Frek the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Maisav Yolda Kaloso. So the Gemara says Beis Shammai had a daughter-in-law and she had a baby. And what did Beis Shammai did? He opened up the roof and he put Tzchach on. Frek the Gemara. Maisav Listor. The Maisav contradicts the Psach that we just said. We just said an infant is not Chayv in Sukkah. Apel Otsum. Zok the Gemara. Chesur Mechser V'Hachitani. The Gemara says, you're right. V'shamay machmir. Shamay was machmir. U'maysa nami v'yold the kolosso shoshamay azochen. U'pichas ez amaziv esich ha'mita b'shvil ha'katan. But V'shamay disagreed, and he held k'tanim archayav. So now, how do you learn this Gemara? Is it pshat that V'shamay disagreed that he didn't accept the level of chinuch on a level of derabanan? Sounds like V'shamay disagreed even on a level of deoraisa. He was machmir. It was Machmir Sam, his own chumrah.
He agreed to the pshat.
Okay. Comes along the Ritva and has one pshat in this Gemara. Rabbi Yisai is not going to be, you're not going to believe what I'm about to say. Beis Shammai was Machmir and disagreed fundamentally on a level of Deoraisa. Not in Chinuch. He agrees in terms of Chinuch. And he didn't think this child was technically obligated because of the child. He's an infant. He doesn't understand what's going on. How could Beis Shammai obligate anyone over here? So Beis Shammai, the reason why I have to be Mesachich on the child is for my mitzvah. Because the Torah says, Teshu Kein Toduru. I have to live with my children. And having a child is an infant. Zok Beis Shammai, in order for my kiyum, Zok the first day in the Ritva, for my kiyum of my mitzvah, I need to make sure that my children are mesachich. So you have people. This Ritva is very important. So even if we don't pass like Beis Shammai, the rationale is there. You have people, I have to be machmir, I have to make sure to go to the sukkah, I don't care about the rest of my family, I'm going to take care of it. Says Beis Shammai, no. You're part and parcel of your mitzvah is to make sure that your family's taken care of, your family's involved, your child who's an infant who doesn't understand anything that's going on will still be mushpa from the kedusha of the schach. The kedusha of the mikdash that exists inside the heilige sukkah says Beis Shammai min ha-toyra according to the ritva. Min ha-toyra! For teshu kein taduru, I have to make sure that my child is taka sitting in the sukkah, is under a kosher sukkah, is hushba and mushba from the sukkah, and is actually getting the experience that I am getting, not only my personal experience, but I'm making sure that even the infant that's one day old is going to be sitting in a kosher sukkah underneath the schach. A meirah dika ritva im shadam beishamai over here. You want to know a riddle? Who would ever hold that an infant would be chayiv minat Torah in a mitzvah sukkah beishamai according to the first day in the ritva on daf chav ches amid beis? Rabbi said quickly, let's start the next mishnah. Let's just because it's before the bechina. Kol shibas ayamim adam osu sukkah sukkera ubeiso arai. For 7 days, a person makes his sukkah keva and his beis arai. Who quoted this mishnah, Rabbi Isai?
Dr. Berman,
the president. This was the first shtickle Torah of the year. What does it mean? What does it mean that a person makes his sukkah keva ubeis arai? I thought we paskin what? Sukkah diras arai. So for Dr. Berman asked Rabbi Dr. Berman. Ask the beautiful Kasha. If it's a Diras Harai, why is the Gemara Mishnah over here calling it a Diras Keva? Good Kasha. Geshmaka opener.
Can you say that this could also apply to the Gemara on Zion, or
whatever. Zion.
Yeah. They need an aspect of Diras Harai. Diras Keva.
That's true. Ezra's great, making a great Ari. You could answer the Nossi's Kasha by saying that, like the Baal Mor, that Miktas Keva Ba'inon. It's a good Kasha. But when he asked the kasha, we weren't holding by Balamores on Dav Zayin. Good. So the Nasi said beautifully. The Nasi says, this Mishnah was talking about what? The Gavra. Oise sukkah keva ubeisa arai. Your asiya, your mindset should be that what? Your kviyas should be in the sukkah. You have to sleep in the sukkah. You have to walk around, the Gemara says. You have to be matayel in the sukkah. You have to learn in the sukkah. You have to eat in the sukkah. You have to do everything in the sukkah. Your asiyah, your personal approach to the sukkah, it should be in a kviyistic way. The structure of the sukkah, you want to talk about the structure of the sukkah? That we paskin on that bezim and al of sukkah diras arai. And that the Rishonim paskin, like the Gemara and Dav Zayin, that sukkah diras arai. That's in terms of the physical structure. This is talking about the personal approach. A beautiful vart from the Nasi. Yarduk shamim me'emasai mutter. Rabbi say halacha lemaisa. It starts to rain. Okay, it starts to rain. Now they ask you, Arye, you know a little halacha. You learn maseches sukkah. When am I allowed to leave the sukkah when it starts to rain? Just because. Good. First night you have to make sure you don't make a bracha, but you have to make sure you eat at least the kazayis. So the Gemara says what? What about the rest of sukkahs? Just because yenim felt a drop does not mean you're pata from a sukkah. What do you have to do? Mishetisra hamikva. When it gets into your soup, when it's messing up the tavshil and it's dripping down. Meimasai mutter lefanos. What? Mishetisra hamikva. Moshal. He gave a moshal. Lamada v'daim le'evit shabalim zekais l'rabo v'shifich le'kitan alponov. What happens when there's rain in the sukkah? It's like a person who's trying to serve his master. Sarah Mashkim. This week's parsha, person's trying to serve his master, and what? He took the wine and he spritzed it in his face. Rabbi Isai,
didn't we do this mission?
Yeah, vada, it's all in sugya. Vada, Rabbi Isai, here's my shiloh. When I read this mission, I want to ask a fundamental question. Is that on the first night? Is it every night? Or is it only on the other nights? Yevamos?
Isn't that reading the mission?
Tainus,
yeah.
And the Ritva and Tainus, and the Beis and the Beis. Toisvis, Reb Kiva Eger, the Rambam here, Rabbi Isai. It's all coming full circle. The Rambam Shita is that it's only, you got to know, what should your attitude be when it's raining on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed? Am I sad? Am I pariv? Am I depressed? Some Rishonim say it's only the first night, like what? That's the Rambam Shita. Why? What would be the rationale only the first night, Rabbi Isai? Because that's when it's Daraisa. That's when it's obligatory. That's the Zera Shava Tesvav. That's when we have to learn. Good. Other Rishonim, like Reb Kiva Eger, learned in Taisvis, and the second day in the Ritva, learn all of Yontif. Then Rabbi Isai, some Shitas hold what? Pumfakir. No. Some Shitas hold. Actually, Shmini Atzeres would be a shiloh deraisa of Baal Taisif to sit in the sukkah then. But Rabbi Isai, some shitas hold what?
The rest
of the nights, yes, not the first night. Why not the first night? Very simple. Because the first night I do what, even if it's raining?
It's filming.
I still go out, so it's not. So Schultz would make a good title, but you don't make a bracha. So it might be you're taking, but you're just taking care of the chelik of Pesach. The sukkah's chelik would not be there, so it's taka a little shver. So therefore, that would be the pashtas that the first night zikr there is, but whether or not a person will be depressed on the other nights is a machloikis rishonim, 2 days in the Ritva, Rabbi Kiva Eichim, Shem Taisis, the Rabbi Pirish Manai is here, Rabbi Isai, have a very excellent day.
Let's go to the